caution.
I'm Michelle Bash.
How much longer will Maryland kids have to wear masks in schools? I'm Kate Ryan.
The rapid spread of the new COVID variant raises concerns as we head into the winter months. We'll talk with Joel Achenbach of the Washington Post coming up in just 10 minutes. Now 11 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Health officials have confirmed the first case of the Omicron variant in a vaccinated traveler who returned to California after a trip to South Africa. CBS's Anna Werner on what it means for travel ahead.
It's a race against the new variant. Right now, international travelers must test negative within 72 hours of their departure for the U.S. from any destination. But the White House is expected to tighten those rules so that everyone coming to the U.S. must test negative within a day of boarding, regardless of whether they are vaccinated.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments in a Mississippi abortion case that bans the procedure at 15 weeks. The case could potentially dismantle the landmark Roe versus Wade abortion ruling, and a decision is expected next summer.
Actually pro-life.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We're outside the Supreme Court today. Hundreds protested.
This is real. Women are in charge of their own bodies. The state is not in charge.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch defended her state law.
For the first time, we truly are having the conversation of how we make it in a post Roe v. Wade world.
The House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol attack has voted to pursue contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark, a former Justice Department official who refused to answer the committee's questions. The vote was 9-0. Stacey Abrams says she will launch another campaign to become the nation's first black female governor. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on what's ahead for the Georgia Democrat and voting rights activist.
She came close in 2018. Now Democrat Stacey Abrams is trying again to become Georgia governor.
Our Georgia is going to move to its next and greatest chapter. We're going to need leadership.
Abrams announced that she will run next year. She talked of trying to bring the state together.
In the end, we are one Georgia, regardless of the pandemic or the forces determined to divide us.
In 2018, Abrams lost to Republican Brian Kemp by 50,000 votes. There could be a rematch, but Kemp is facing some Republican opposition. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A 15-year-old is charged as an adult with murder and terrorism for a shooting that killed four fellow students and injured others at Michigan's Oxford High School. Oakland County prosecutor Karen McDonald says she's also considering charges against the parents of the suspect.
Owning a gun means securing it properly and locking it and keeping the ammunition separate and not allowing access to other individuals, particularly minors.
Yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and organizers say a record $2.7 billion was given by American donors to various organizations and causes. And Capital One becomes the latest bank to drop all overdraft fees. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 11:03. It's Wednesday, the first day of December, 2021. 50 degrees outside. Headed down to the 30s overnight. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour. The first case of the Omicron COVID variant in the U.S. has now been detected in San Francisco. Person is fully vaxxed and only has mild symptoms. But now the states are weighing in. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan says he wants the residents there to get tested and get their booster shots.
In response to the new variant,
we're taking nothing for granted. We're taking every precaution and preparing to mobilize all available resources. The way we can detect the variants is through more people getting tested.
The governor says PCR and rapid tests are widely available statewide, and rapid tests are now being made available at BWI Marshall Airport's International Terminal. Hogan is also urging you to get a booster shot now so you're protected in time for Christmas.
People have this kind of false sense of security. Well, like I got my two shots, you know, back last spring. Well, yeah, it's only about 50% effective now.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
When it comes to a mask mandate for Maryland schools, the State Board of Education agrees there should be an off-ramp at some point. The questions, though, are when and how.
Maryland State Superintendent of Schools Mohammed Chaudhry asked that the current mask mandate remain in place for now. But he agreed there should be what state school board members called an off-ramp, a way to determine when schools could lift the current requirement. Chaudhry told board members,
one thing that's very important, first and foremost, is keeping our schools open.
But he said that would have to be balanced with safety. The board voted to have state officials settle on what metrics ought to be included before considering next steps. The current mask requirement expires in late February. The board could extend it, let it expire, or pass an entirely new regulation. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
And new tonight, our school day is about to become a thing of the past. A lot of school districts scaling back, offering only a few snow days. But now we're hearing that Prince William County Public Schools could soon eliminate them all. Inside Nova reporting the system might reclassify snow days as, quote, online learning days with students working from home on online material. Teachers would provide assignments the students can complete online on their own schedule. But that could change to full virtual instruction with live teaching in the next school year. In a statement to WTOP, Prince William County Public School System saying they have not finalized their snow plans yet, but hope to do so by the end of this week. Graduating high school is a good first step, but it's no guarantee the kids are ready for college or whatever comes next. A new program in D.C. wants to change that.
Talking about the Fellowship Initiative partnering with BAM, the Becoming a Man program.
BAM is a big deal for Dunbar.
Nadine Smith is principal of Dunbar High, one of four D.C. schools launching the combined programs targeting Black and Latino young men.
Giving them more opportunities around academics, social-emotional learning, just in how to become prepared for their tomorrow.
The program will follow students throughout high school.
A lot of this work is ultimately about self-determination and our students having the tools to be able to decide how they move forward in their future.
Chrissy King, WTOP News.
The Frederick County, Maryland school system reaching an agreement with the government over its use of seclusion and restraint on children with disabilities follows an investigation that found the district secluded and restrained students as young as five. That's in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Under the settlement, the county will use, in the use of seclusion, overhaul its restraint practices and train staff on the appropriate handling of disabled students. WTOP has reached out to the system for comment. And still ahead, the rapid spread of the new COVID variant, raising concerns as we head into the winter months. We'll talk about it with Joel Achenbach of the Washington Post. It's 11:07.
If it's after lunch, I probably wouldn't have fed up to the Titans. I get a little ornery when I'm hungry, and time is everything, people. That's why my sportsbook app has live in-game betting for football. I don't care if the game has already started. If the time to make your move is in the second half, go for it. Caesar's got you. Caesar likes to move freely. That's why I'm partial to the total.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
As recent ransomware attacks have shown, cyber threats aren't limited to digital assets. Critical infrastructure is also at risk. Today, you need a cybersecurity strategy focused on protecting both your systems and your data, wherever it resides.